So, welcome to this week's episode, episode 47 of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast. How does it sound to maximize nutrition and minimize food waste? Well, this is the ethos of Beosol, a food startup company set up by Niamh Dooley and her brother Rory. They use spent grains to create new products. It is high in fiber and high in protein. And they've made a number of different things from the grains to some mixes like pancake mixes and to the new oat bars. So please hope you enjoy listening to the interview today with Niamh from Beosol. So welcome, Niamh. Would you like to introduce yourself to my audience?
Hi Fiona, thanks a million for having me on your podcast. I'm the co-founder of Beosol, and we're Ireland's first upcycled food manufacturer. May or may not have heard of us, but we reuse the brewer's spent grain and turn them back into food products.
So, and I love your tagline. What is it? Maximize nutrition and minimize food waste. So I think it's really relevant in this time. And obviously, as you know, in the maximizing nutrition side of things, I'm all about it. So, do you want to explain what are the spent grains?
Yeah, that's a good starting point. So we partner with Irish independent craft breweries. So what we do is we go on site and take their spent grain, which is mainly malted barley. And I suppose one of the first questions we get asked a lot in terms of nutrition is, okay, so the grains are spent, what can be left in them that's of good value? What happens in when you're making beer is you heat up the malted barley and it extracts the starch, which turns into sugar and ferments the alcohol. So what's left is the outer husks, and they are full of fiber and protein. So what we like to say is we're left with the good stuff. So we take that off their site and bring it back to our facility in Tullamore, where we have a dehydration process, and we mill as well. So we're drying out the grains, making them stable, locking in the flavor and nutrition, and then we mill it back into an ingredient that can be added into a variety of things. That's, I suppose, sounds simple, but it took a while to get there.
But it's very creative. What made you come up with the idea?
It began in lockdown. It was a lockdown project that grew legs. I was living in Ireland, and my brother is the other co-founder, Rory, was living in Australia, and I unfortunately lost my job at the time, and he picked up the phone and said, let's just work on a project together, a food project, because my background's in food science and health. So to keep it interesting for me, he said, let's go with food first. We just agreed, like, we're both into kind of healthy lifestyles and trying to be a bit more sustainable. So that was the kind of two pillars we decided to kind of base our whole project on, was creating a nutritious food product, and let's do it in a sustainable way. So it took a while to get the light bulb moment, but like we were just kind of chipping away over Zoom. And we kind of came across the idea of upcycling food, so reusing what's already out there. It's bringing food to its highest and best use. So when we kind of put our heads together, we figured out what's around us, what's available, and the biggest volume of kind of surplus foods or waste or byproducts, whatever way you want to look at it, was the brewer's spent grain. So we're based in the Midlands, so there's any amount of breweries and distilleries around us, so we've loads of grain.
Okay. And so one of the things that I've heard, I know from other people who maybe do some upcycling as well, is that it's actually quite costly for you to collect the product or to collect the raw ingredient and to get it to a state that is ready to be used. Could you maybe explain that or delve into that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, yeah, like, look, if I wasn't in the space, you'd probably think that too, because otherwise it's going to waste, so it's free or it's not of any value, so it should be super easy or super cheap to bring it back in. But yeah, no, that's definitely not the case. We try to keep our costs down a little bit, and also obviously it doesn't make sense for our business when we're trying to be sustainable to travel too far away. So we work with breweries in a 90-minute radius. That's just something we do. But yeah, you have the transport cost, obviously, number one, but like we've set up a manufacturing facility and we've had to buy equipment and run a plant that like can do this. And that comes with a massive cost. It's not easy, it's not cheap to produce food. And I think well, I think we're trying to do the right thing is in upcycle, but also bring nutrition back. So, you know, there's a bit of innovation and there's a lot of equipment that comes with that. So I think, yeah, I think that's just a misconception of kind of how it goes. Yeah, it's kind of capital heavy and a costly affair, but hopefully as we grow and scale, we can bring the prices of the food products down. But as a startup starting out, like your costs are just so high.
And did I hear that you moved into a new facility quite recently?
We're in a nice big facility in Tullamore now. It's about 9,000 square feet. So the idea is to, I suppose the mission or the vision is to become the upcycling hub of Ireland. So we're doing a lot of trials with more than just spent grain, but it has to kind of fit into our two pillars again. Like we're only going to upcycle food surplus or byproducts that have a nutritional value. So we're doing like, yeah, so there's a lot in the pipeline, but we have that space to grow now, so it's exciting.
Great, watch that space. And so, how many of you are involved in the business? I know it was the two of you set it up. Have you got employees now or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it was myself and my brother, and then now we're a team of 10 altogether, including us. So yeah, it's exciting times now. Yeah, there's a team in place. They're all believing in the mission, and yeah, it's onwards and upwards.
Fantastic. Okay, so on to the product. So first of all, when you started, it was the milled grains that you were doing. And I know I got in touch with you and you sent me some samples and I played about with it and I was putting it into my sourdough bread and a few different bits and pieces. What I know we can talk about the different ones that you have now, but what is your best selling product? In so we're now in early 2024. So what is your best selling product now?
Yeah, just before I tell you the best selling product, the first product we brought out was super milled grains, and it's still in the market, and it's mainly sold in health food stores, and that's the one you tried, Fiona. But I think it's a great product because like it's just the brewer's spent grain in their purest form in a 200-gram box. Milled really fine, but there's over 50 grams of fiber in that box. So there's prebiotic fibers, there's protein, there's vitamins, there's minerals. It's a lovely kind of product. Yeah, as you said, you can add that into a wide variety of things. I suppose that's more suitable for someone that's curious in the kitchen and specifically looking for a kind of gut health product. So that kind of target audience is smaller. So our best-selling product then would be our protein pancakes, because who
Okay.
doesn't like something with protein in it, and who doesn't like pancakes? So, yeah, that's definitely our best-selling in the market at the minute.
Okay, great. And where are they available?
Well, we're stocked nationwide, really. We're in all the good kind of health food stores, artisan grocers. They're in Avoca, Donnybrook Fair, Evergreen in Galway. They're in a few Super Values locally. Yeah, and we launched in Holland and Barrett in September last year.
Great. And so, and I love the image you have on it of the little face and the cycle. So I think that's really good. And obviously people on the podcast can't see what I'm talking about. But okay, so if we delve into your high protein pancake mix, I see you've done a comparison between the average top three brands and your pancake mix. If I'm not putting you on the spot, could you talk me through the fiber, protein, and sugar comparisons? I can see it on your website in your protein mix. It's on one of the images there.
I'm gonna say we have a fantastic team member, Megan, that has been doing a lot of our social media marketing. But yeah, people love those posts as well. It's like just seeing the comparison in the visual is
Yeah.
great. Because not, like we don't have enough time to be picking up products and comparing them and sitting that down and writing it out. You know, you're in a supermarket and you have 30 seconds to make the decision. But like having someone on the team like Megan, like she can take the time and really look into the back of pack for us and compare. I suppose if you're looking at another protein pancake mix purely versus our one, the protein would be around the same. But what they would have is they wouldn't have the fiber and they wouldn't have the gorgeous flavor from the Brewer Spent Grain. But in terms of if you went like for a protein pancake and ours, it's that our fiber is like, oh, I don't know how many times, or it could be 3 or 4 times the fiber content. But if you're looking at your, I suppose your Odlums or your standard mainstream pancake, they obviously don't have any protein in them really. And they'd be much lower in fiber. So ours are just super filling. Our box will feed 4 adults comfortably. I think Rory can only manage to eat about 4 of them and he's full and he puts away a lot of food. So a lot of our food is quite substantial is the word that we're getting a lot. And that just goes back to the fiber content. Fiber keeps you fuller for longer. And yeah, that's
yes,
kind
that's
of
true.
Yeah.
So you have there in on the back of pack, you have the for per 100 gram, you've got 1 gram of fiber in the average 3 top market brands. And then you have 11 grams in yours, 25 grams of protein. And as you say, if it's a protein pancake mix, it'll have similar, but a regular one will have about 7 grams. And then the sugar as well is quite interesting. So you're talking about 12 grams on the average ones and you've only got 3 grams in yours. So Pancake Tuesday coming up, it's well worth trying those. And yeah, it does have a distinctive taste from the grains. But I think, yeah, there's lots to love about that. So one of the new products you've bought out, which I bought and tried at the Gifted Fair in Dublin this year that I really like, is your oat bar.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of things go into development of a food product. Do you want to maybe describe to me the journey of this?
Yeah, no, we're really excited about it here in Tullamore. Yeah, we just launched it earlier this month. So when we met yourself at Gifted, it was really just testing the market and getting feedback from consumers, but it went down so well. And so yeah, we're very excited to get it out to all of the country. But yeah, I think with our brand BSL, the quickest way for us to get Brewer Spent Grain, we felt, into people's homes was to just put it in a box and tell them to put it on their porridge. And that's what we did. But not everyone maybe eats porridge. And then we put it in a bunch of baking mixes. And the other thing is, not everyone wants to bake or buy baking mixes. So there's a lot of people loving the brand and really resonating with it, but they just weren't products for them. So myself and Rory made the decision that we have to get a finished product under our brand with the Brewer Spent Grain out to market. So we said that we'd go with an oat bar. But we really designed it because myself and Rory were traveling a lot, going to meetings, going doing sales, and we just most people are very busy these days, but we were kind of stopping at garages and getting our diesel or whatever, and then looking at the coffee counter and going, oh God, I don't want to have a croissant or a Danish, and I don't want a Fulfill bar or a Mars bar. And like, they're the ones that are just kind of looking you in the face. So he said, there's a gap there really. And there's not that many choices. So, and also something that's so filling because, you know, you might be on the road for a couple of hours and you don't have time, but you're starving. So we really developed the bar to kind of sit there for busy kind of active people that are looking for the healthier option. But yeah, the main ingredient is our brewer's grains, obviously oats. We wanted to keep it like a really clean labeled product. So we actually developed it in our own kitchen. So that means there's only ingredients that you'd be happy to have in your kitchen in the bar. So you can pronounce all the names on the back of the pack. They don't have to be made in a lab. So we were really kind of happy and proud of that. Obviously, we want to because of our grains have so much fiber, like that's kind of our USP, and like 80% of us don't eat enough of it. And I'm sure you've delved into fiber a whole bunch on this podcast, but yeah, we really see that that's where we need to be eating more fiber really in general. So there's 9 grams of fiber per bar, so that's about a third of what you need in the day, so it is quite high. It's quite very filling, and yeah, it's just perfect for on the go. Works great with a cup of tea or coffee. I had one there about 5 minutes before jumping on this. We kind of had breakfast early this morning, kind of getting a bit hungry. I know I have my lunch there in another hour or two, but like that's just perfect for like filling a gap.
Great. I love the ethos that it's ingredients you can pronounce and that you make it in your kitchen. A lot less sugar than you would have in, say, a flapjack or something like that. It's quite small, but as you say, a lot of your things are quite filling, and it's a soft texture oat bar. So if people are maybe thinking of a crunchy flapjack or something, it's not that, but it doesn't have an added protein content to it. So it doesn't have that chalky taste or artificial type of taste. So I find they're great in the glove box in the car. So same type of thing. You're on the road, and maybe you haven't planned to have something, and rather than stopping and being tempted by something that's just going to spike your blood sugar levels, I think those bars are great. And you had a second one then as well, which was the oat or apple and cinnamon, isn't that right?
Yeah, so our first flavor is the malty Moorish, and then the second one is the apple and cinnamon. Yeah, you're right. They're the two we've launched at the minute, but we are working on a few more flavors. And yeah, looking at a few more flavors, because yeah, they're just perfect for on the go. They do have, you said, less sugar. There's about 30% less sugar than your average flapjack, but yeah, texture is something that I was really wanted to get right. I don't like those kind of real dry granola bars that you nearly what need to wash down with water. So yeah, we made sure it was kind of nice, moist, soft chew bar as well.
Yeah, so it's a slightly unusual texture, but it works, and it's the type of thing that you have, and you go, oh, I could have more of that. So yeah, no, I think they're great, and as well for school lunches. I have a lot of people who are looking for snacks that are nut free. Yeah, and also, as you mentioned, we need to be increasing the fiber that we're having. So I think it's a win-win on that side. And again, it's you're talking health food shops or through your website to get those, is that correct?
Yeah, so yeah, 100% they're enough free. We're enough free facility here. They're actually vegan and dairy free. So I know there's a lot of probably children that are lactose intolerant lately and struggling to get fiber content. So we are getting quite a lot of mothers reaching for these bars for their kids in particular. They are definitely available on our website. But they have launched in the Avoca's, Donnybrook Fairs, and Evergreens. But if and they're in some local cafes as well. So if you can't find them in your local cafe, go to our website.
Brilliant. And so I notice as well you're offering the listeners a free recipe book to download, and I'll put the notes in the I'll put the link in the show notes below, and the link to your website and your social media as well.
Thanks a million, yeah.
So BSL, what does it mean?
BSL is short for food solutions. So we wanted to be a food solution company. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
it in
so I
short.
know I would have a number of listeners not within Ireland. So do you
Oh,
want to
perfect.
explain that other bit a little bit further?
BIA is the Irish for food. So yeah, we wanted to be a food solution company. And that's what we landed with. But yeah, BSL or BIASL, we don't get offended here. As long as you're saying our name, it's great.
Fantastic. Okay, so the next question I have for you is, or point of discussion is, some awards that you've won since you set it up. So I think we've got about 8 or 10 of them even on the bio there. What would be the one you're most proud of?
I think it was probably we won the Irish Times Innovation Awards for the manufacturing and design. I think just at the it just was it 2021, so like we weren't really long at it, so to win kind of award like that was just like, yeah, it was exciting. It meant people were believing in us. We got the confidence to kind of bring it to the next level. So that was definitely one. And then the Blosna Héireann as well, because we won the Chef's Lauder and the Best in County, I think, in Offaly. But winning the Blos is kind of showcasing that, yeah, this product is spent or could be wasted, but why are we throwing it out when it tastes so good and when it has that nutrition? So like to be able to bring something back into the food chain and have the flavor in it and have chefs, I think it's amazing, is pretty proud of that one.
Brilliant. And to explain to some of the listeners, Blosna Héireann is an Irish food award that is judged by professionals within the industry. And so well done, Niamh. It's a fantastic
Thank you.
achievement to have received that.
Yeah.
Now, I always ask my guests to give me their three top tips that people could use to improve their health. What would yours be, Niamh?
Yeah, I'm probably going to say less is more, or going back to basics. It might sound simple, but you might see me Fiona on the screen that I have a massive water bottle. I have a big reusable water bottle. I think it's just over 2 liters. But if you're busy and on the go, obviously it's a bit more sustainable, but you can visually see kind of how you're going throughout the day. And I know all I have to do is make sure I finish that in a day and I'm well hydrated. So that's just one easy win, just getting yourself a nice big bottle of water and just having it with you every day. I think when I first got it, people were laughing at me, but now I think I'm just delighted with it. I don't mind if they're laughing at me at all. I'm having the last laugh with my hydration levels. And then yeah, sleep. Like just sleep. Yeah, like sleep has been proven to help with a whole variety of things. So yeah, your rest and recovery. Like if you're busy on the go, if you're stressed, like you just need your sleep to help your body recover. I know that's. It's easier said than done, and for some people, but yeah, just giving yourself that extra bit of time to kind of wind down before bed. Yeah, I definitely think that's definitely one. And then the other one, like going back to basics again with food, like there's a lot of ultra processed food out there, and sometimes, yeah, like we can't all be perfect, and some days you need to eat that processed meal that's pre-cooked and you just fire it in the microwave, and that's okay. But like kind of to when you have the days when you have that bit more time to go back to basics and make a basic home cooked meal with all the nutrition in it, and pull out those recipes and find them online. But that's a great way. That's self-love, food is medicine. So if you can go back to basics, we're all so busy and we're always thinking of kind of short-term wins, but I think with like health and nutrition, you really need to think of kind of longer term. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. So we've got hydration, get a big bottle,
Yep.
sleep, catch up on it. And back to, number three was back to basics with cooking food, which is obviously cook, eat, nourish being the whole theme of this podcast. So Niamh, was there anything else that you would like to add or mention before we wrap up the podcast today?
Kind of put me on the spot there.
That's okay if you don't have anything, but I just want to make sure that
Yeah.
you get the chance to get your message across.
Yeah, no, I think yeah, it was mainly the bars and tell them to go online. Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy
That's
with that.
fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Eve, thank you so much for coming on my podcast today. I will put all of the details below in the show notes and the links to your website. And I wish you lots of success, noticing that you were also one of the Sunday Independent 30 Under 30 to watch. So well done. And thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Fiona. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast on Cook, Eat, Nourish with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life.
I'd really appreciate if you would subscribe, rate and review the podcast to help spread the word. And if you pop over to my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, you'll find lots of recipes, videos, inspiration and upcoming courses. Thanks a million.